Am I the shitty brother? Oh my god!
Which one is that? Because I kind of hated Peter.
Edmund, I love Peter just because I had the fattest crush on him.
I guess we should start.
But this is so stressful.
So this is why are you guys just punching everything? The Germans are bombing
you
guys.
The only thing that I can do.
I got a bonus item.
Wow.
I want a punch furniture. So, not sure how you're listening, if you're watching the video first or listening to the podcast first, but I'm Jason / GT Banky.
I'm Allie, sorry. I don't have a thing. I just show up when they don't want me to.
Being Allie.
Yeah.
But it's like a day after international.
So this is like...
True.
Oof.
This is so much fun.
So this is a new series we're trying out.
It's like a crossover.
Yeah, crossover, which we finally said. We said we're gonna do like forever ago. We're finally doing it. We watch a movie and then play the video game based on it.
Yeah, and then talk about both, I guess.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
She was just standing there the whole time.
So it was like a crossover.
I should
be sleeping.
Podcast.
We're a mess.
There is so much.
I had to endure like an hour's worth of traffic to get here.
And this is the second time we tried to record this. I think we need to go back this
way. Oh, yeah. Don't follow me, because I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing.
Wait, are you Susan now?
I'm playing as Susan now, apparently.
Okay, so the movie that we watched and are playing is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Well, the game based on the movie. You can't play the movie. So
okay, I need to, like, not... Because I'm just, like, running into the thing.
Oh my god, this is so dark.
If this is going based off the movie, she's like in the bed, right?
But I don't see her. I'm shining the light on it.
So, for those who aren't watching,
we're just listening to the audio.
Jason and Allie are playing the game, and it's in the opening scene where it's during the Blitz.
The Blitz.
Where the Germans bombed England.
Like every single day.
Which, in the movie,
was like a throwaway thing.
Throwaway thing. I think in the book they just kind of talk about it just to establish why they go to the professor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a throwaway thing in the book is what I meant to say. In the movie they play out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and they try to set up a lot of stuff that, like, I guess Edmund doesn't listen to people.
Yeah.
Even though that doesn't really get fulfilled.
He's a punk ass bitch.
Yeah.
In my notes I just wrote that he was a punk ass bitch. Like, every time he did something, like, oh, Edmund, you punk-ass bitch.
Yeah, I just heard he's a terrible person to everyone.
Okay, we are gonna die on this first level because I can't figure out how this game
works. I literally cannot see.
You guys are gonna get bombed. Like,
what is that? Jason, you have the flashlight!
It says, hold the L1... Oh, there we go.
This is amazing.
What did I tell you? I told you she was in the bed in the movie. And look it, she was in the bed.
She could have gotten up on her own.
I just had to hold the L1
button. God damn it. Okay. Get all the fucking children. Let's go.
This is a struggle.
A struggle.
I'm stressed.
It's going to be very interesting to see how we pull this off.
Yeah.
Bring a podcast and a Let's Play at the same time.
I suck at video games.
This wasn't in the movie.
No, like, the mom's guns. Wow.
Oh, what?
Only Edmund and Lucy are light enough to cross the beam.
Ha. Sucks to suck, bro.
Talk over the grand flogger.
Oh, yeah. I guess I could help you guys, even though in the movie I don't care about you guys.
So, some context for this movie. This game is actually from my personal collection, because... We were obsessed with this movie back in... Well, I was in high school. I was a sophomore in high school when this movie came out. 2005.
I was 12, so that makes sense. Double damage.
I think I must have been a freshman then.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was a freshman in 2003. Oh, wait, no, yeah, maybe. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So can you...
No, I changed here. Oh, okay, there we go.
And...
Punch the door!
I have zero memory of this movie. And I just rewatched it before coming here, and I have very little memory of watching the movie.
Edmund can climb the broken bedpost. Can I? Oh, shit. What's X?
Yeah, so, like, this is back in my Jesus days.
I forgot about that until I watched it, and I was like, oh my god, this is so Jesus-y.
This movie is such Jesus.
Yeah. And get it, well, bro. Yeah, especially actually like not until like
we got
the last
30 more seconds,
third
guys.
Of the movie.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Like it was like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I just realized we got like 40 like, seconds or we're gonna die.
Oh yeah, you guys are about to be bombed.
Forgot there's like a time limit.
Peter season can move some
like
objects.
It's really weird
that.
How he just like
how do you
Aslan
switch characters?
Feels like
can
an
I?
Afterthought
like
in the movie.
L1, I think.
Aha!
Is she on fire?
She looked like she was on fire.
I think you were just selecting her.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we're gonna die. We're gonna do this level over again.
No!
Did you want to just wait out your death?
And, no, like, I will go out trying.
Oh wow. Man.
Oh,
now,
got, oh
your
we
mom
gotta
gets
move
to
this.
Watch you die.
Oh, what?
Hey,
oh, I
oh,
see.
Fell.
I get it. Oh, you blocked the. You...
Then why don't you do it, Allie?
I am doing it now.
What are you doing, Allie?
Oh,
just in time.
At a literal last second. Nope.
What?
Ready for us to die?
Wow. Wow.
Wow, I was wondering what would happen.
Oh, see, but
this time.
Okay. Wow, and it starts over to like 4 minutes. That's great.
Nice,
bro.
Allie, hold the square button. I told you I hold the square button.
Shut up.
So this movie, yeah. So for those who haven't seen this movie,
it's great.
It's based off of a book series by C.S. Lewis.
I think I read the books, but I honestly have less memory of the books than I do of the movies.
I definitely don't remember the books now, but I remember really enjoying them growing up.
I did too.
And, like, I'd still say they're decent books because it's, like, maybe only 100 pages long or something.
Yeah, they're not, like, Fellowship of the Ring, like, style where it takes forever.
No, they're just well-written children's stories.
Yeah. They're clearly designed for a little bit more of a younger of a crowd.
I was 12, so of course I was obsessed.
Yeah. A lot easier to get through than those Lord of the Rings books. Except for The Hobbit, that one.
Okay, I read Lord of the Rings in middle school, so maybe I'm not
well, I did too,
the best person to talk to about.
I did too, but like...
All the Jesus stuff was way more overt in those books.
Oh yeah. Which is weird, because it doesn't... Like, I feel like the Jesus stuff was more overt in this movie than it was in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh yeah. Oh hey.
Oh hey, we beat the level.
Yeah, you're welcome. I actually read the screen, and it said to do something, and I did the thing. You're welcome.
So anyways, the story of World War II, these four kids, Lucy, Susan, Peter and Edmund. World War II is going on, so they get sent to the countryside for like safety and stuff. Meet up with this professor, which I'm not sure how they know this professor.
I don't really
know. I thought I missed something.
It's probably something they
I thought he was like an uncle or something.
That's what I thought too, but they don't act like family.
No,
like,
and then
like
he's barely in the movie, so he's not even a character.
Yeah.
Which it's like it's Jim Broadbent. It's Slughorn.
I know. I was like, ooh,
what a
Harry
waste.
Potter crossover.
Right when this movie started, I'm like, when the clouds were showing up, I'm like, oh, this reminds me of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And then they get
when
on
I
the
saw
train,
the train, I was like,
ooh, that reminds me of Harry Potter. And then the professor shows up, like, holy shit, that's a character from Harry Potter.
And he's a professor. So,
yeah.
He's Professor Slughorn from.
He's like, sweet, I can use the same costume for both.
Oh, should we save?
No.
I really hated all the kids. Like...
Just like...
In general.
Yeah.
They were all super obnoxious. Or not obnoxious, just annoying.
They were just annoying
they
in their own
ways.
They
complain way too much.
They
Edmund
do.
Edmund is such a punk. I hate
Edmund
him so much.
Edmund is the worst.
I hated him the least because he actually has an arc in the film.
That's true. He does.
And like, I kind of wish the film just focused on him. Uh-huh. Like, I know you hate him, but it's like, I wish he was the main character and everyone else was just kind of in the background.
Yeah.
Because, like,
no,
he had
fair.
Stuff going on.
Yeah.
He had issues.
He had issues, clearly. He was very misunderstood.
Yeah, and Peter was kind of a bully.
Peter was a bully, but he was also real cute. I'm just saying.
He's not. He
I'm
wasn't.
Just saying. 12-year-old Allie was like,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So we get this.
So as they're here at this professor's place, Lucy discovers this wardrobe. As she goes in, because they're playing hide-and-seek or something.
Yeah, no, they're playing hide-and-seek.
And when she goes inside, she discovers this mystical, magical land of Narnia.
Which, like... Okay, I'm going to talk about Harry Potter now. So when they get into Hogwarts, everyone's like... Or just that whole magical land, whatever. Everyone is all like... They're all in wonder, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. When Lucy gets... Look, it's happening on screen. When she gets there, she's like, oh, this is cool.
Like, doesn't even, like...
It doesn't register. It barely registers.
Yeah. She goes from, like, okay, forest, to, all right, cool. But not, like, in a way that
it's
I'm
like,
excited about
And
it.
It's not even just forest. It's like, oh, forest. Oh, hey, there's a Fang.
Yeah. Like, let me go to his house Like, this is all normal.
Yeah.
This is designed just like the Lord of the Rings game.
It is!
Oh, man.
I'm guessing that there's some, like, coding, like, the skeleton of Lord of the Rings is in this one.
Is it the same? It can't be. It's not the same company, though. This is a...
I know there's, like... Okay, it might not be the same company that published it, but I know that, like, a lot of the video game tie-ins, they're done by the same people. They just put, like, new skins on things.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... She goes in, she meets a fawn named Mr. Tumnus.
Who's a creep.
Yeah. He's a creep, and he poisons her.
Yeah. And then, like, oh, my boy. God.
McAvoy.
Like,
boy.
When he's all, like, crying about it, and she's, like, saying, like, something about what he did. He's like, oh, it's not what I did. It's what I'm doing.
And I'm like, what are you so doing, creepy. Creepo?
Yeah, I'm just going to skip the cutscenes, because...
Okay. Oh, wow. You skipped, like, a big chunk of the movie.
Wow. That is a big chunk.
Wow, it's almost like nothing happens.
Yeah. What are you talking about? That was, like, so important and shit.
These graphics are amazing.
Them graphics, though.
Oh, yeah, I get to play stupid.
I still get to play stupid Edmund. It's fuck. I hate myself.
At least you don't have a timer, I guess.
Woo-hoo-hoo, I'm riding.
It just really bothers me. Am I just dumb that there's no, like, jump?
Oh, my God, that's right there.
Did you just jump on a snowball?
I did.
I have very vivid memories of this specific. Edmund can climb this tree. I forgot how to climb.
What do you have?
I have like a torch or something.
Okay.
Ah, ha! See, oh, I pushed the wrong button, that's why.
I really didn't like Lucy in the movie. Either.
Yeah.
Like, if you took all the annoying parts of Hermione,
yeah,
that's what she felt like.
True.
And then, like, Susan's not even a character.
Yeah, she doesn't do anything.
She's not in the movie at all.
She's not.
And I think she actually does stuff in the book, but, like, what are you doing over there?
They told her to climb the tree! Shut up!
No, not you. Jason.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm strong enough to break these branches.
Oh. Do I need to break the branches?
I think so.
The stick.
So, yeah, like... Lucy meets Mr. Tumnus, and he, like, tells her, like, this is the land of Narnia. Watch out for the
White Witch,
because she's evil.
I can't do this.
Stuff.
Oh.
But he, like, it's supposed to be played like they became friends, but then he's like, the White Witch told us we're supposed to, like, find any humans. Oh, yeah, they call them Sons of Adams. Daughters of Eve.
Daughters of Eve. Sons
that's
of Adam.
And then this is where they kind of hint at, like, the prophecy thing, which... I hate prophecy movies.
Right.
Like, any chosen one thing is just...
Except for Harry Potter.
Harry Potter does it a little better because he's not like...
Sorry.
Once it gets into, like, the whole chosen one stuff, it's kind of garbage. But, like, I always felt like Harry Potter was, like, he's special because he survived this horrific thing and because he, like, stood up to evil.
Yeah.
He didn't have to, but, like...
But he did.
He chose to do it. And that's always more interesting than just like, oh, there's this prophecy that these
and
four people
I
exactly like you are going to do this thing. Now go do this thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, what else happens?
Team up attack, Jason.
Oh, right. We probably got to break this thing.
Yeah, it just said.
Sorry.
It works.
I guess not.
Oh, no. These are children.
I don't know what happens in between. Like, I think they get back to the house.
Nobody believes Lucy. Well, because Mr. Thomas is supposed to, like, be kidnapping her, but he changes his mind, feels all bad about it, and
he has
tells
regrets.
Her not, and he, like, she escapes, and she goes back. Nobody believes her. Something.
They play that really British game, like cricket.
They play,
cricket.
Like, is it curling or cricket?
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's where I started hating Peter, because he threw the ball right at Edmund.
He did.
And I was like,
He did. So they break a window, and then for some reason they all, like, oh, we have to hide.
Well, actually, more happens, but it's, like, really inconsequential. Edmund goes to the... At some point, Edmund goes in to Narnia.
Oh, yeah. This what you guys are playing, basically.
Except
not really.
Except it didn't happen this way.
So, it's funny how the book, like, this may all just be a paragraph. In the movie, it's several scenes, and now here it's, like, this super extended.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps, it's like Inception, where it just keeps getting broken down more and more. But,
they need to Superman-splain it to you.
Yeah, and Yeah, this time, Edmund and Luke. Wow, you're just dragging her.
I forgot how to do it. Okay, that doesn't seem it's like it move? Makes any sense. Yeah. Yeah.
You press triangle when you get two, and then you press square to do a team-up move.
Square,
or whatever.
That's
is
what
it a team-up move, or are you just carrying her?
It's a team-up move,
well,
apparently.
He throws me like a weapon. A child, like a weapon.
Oh, man.
This is all shit that I would, like, not actually play in the game. I would just make Jason do, and I would watch.
But when Edmund goes into Narnia, he runs into the White Witch, which I feel like every scene where it's an adult character with the kids ends up being creepy.
It's creepy,
it is so
but,
creepy.
Like, it's also, like, really telling that these are bad child actors because, like, Tilda Swinton acts, like, circles.
Yeah.
She's just sitting in a chair talking to him, and
my
she's just,
queen,
like...
Queen Tilda Swinton.
Yeah. She's really good in this movie.
Yeah.
And
the guy who plays the Oompa Loompas in the... Right? That's him, right?
Huh?
No, it's not! I thought it was too. It's a
different
guy.
Hey!
Slughorn.
Yeah.
He looks very, very similar. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, he makes faces of him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the same thing, too. Like, is that Deep Roy? But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
But yeah, so basically the White Witch is like playing nice to him, trying to like seduce him to convince him to bring all
seduce him
with Turkish delight.
Grown adults Tilda Swinton is
like, can he get any more British? Come on, poor. Oh,
very good.
Oh,
excellent.
Oh, wow, they're just giving out.
You're welcome, guys.
Are we just so great?
You suck. Yeah, so, and then doesn't he just, like, immediately start opening his mouth and blabbing and talking about his sister?
I mean,
yeah.
Which I'm like,
what's
it's fair.
Wrong with that?
Like, he's a kid, I get it.
He doesn't know she's evil?
True. But also, like, it's this, like, this underlying theme of these are people that I've never been here, I don't know this, I don't know you, and I'm just gonna immediately trust you.
Okay, but she did give him hot chocolate and candy.
That's true.
Like, magical candy.
Like, magical candy. You are not wrong.
And, like... And it's not like she's like a creeper, like poking her head out of a creeper van.
She's
on this like chariot drawn by what are they? Like elk or something?
Yeah, sure.
She's a queen,
like,
or they say she's a queen in this part. So it's like I'm gonna give Edmund the benefit of the doubt there.
That's true. He just doesn't know when to shut up.
Yeah. And then like what does Lucy do?
She just like finds him. And then she's like, oh my god, like, you're in here too, blah, blah, blah.
Like, I found weirdos, let's hang out with Mr. Tumnus. And also, watch out for the White Witch, she's evil.
She's evil, and then...
Oh yeah, like, characters disappear in this movie for a long time, and then they just reappear.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then they come back, and she's like, oh yeah, he saw it too, tell him. He's like, what? And I was just...
Yeah.
And then Emma's like, ha, you know, because I be punk-ass bitch.
Yeah.
You made this up. Ha,
fuck you.
I don't get why he doesn't just, like, say that he was there, too. Because it's, like, it feels like he's trying to win their favor or, like, seem more mature or something.
Which is weird.
He's, like, he's trying to get them to like him, but everything he does just makes everyone else like him less.
Yeah. Don't disturb the professor!
What are you doing?
I'm punching furniture.
Oh, and then they play cricket.
Then they play cricket. They smash a window and they freak out so they hide in the wardrobe.
But it takes them so long to get
like
to the wardrobe.
I think like every scene in this movie takes a little bit too long. Like, this movie is so dragged out. I watched this movie last night when I got home from work.
You could probably play the soundtrack to put Jade to sleep. It's such a boring, like...
Oh,
not boring, but like...
We disturbed the professor.
Makes you sleepy.
So
we did
fail.
Disturb the professor. I think we're supposed to go... Let's go up here, maybe?
Where are you supposed to go?
I don't know.
I
think we're supposed to find
down.
Lucy.
Why are you guys stealing his gold?
It's just chilling in the house, like, who knows?
Oh, alright, okay.
Oh!
Is this either gonna be a great
Founder
play or a terrible podcast?
Like, or maybe both.
Or maybe
both. Yeah, let's
see. It's
just gonna be overall terrible.
Focused on the game.
That's okay.
I do not know how Funhouse does this. So, like, they all four of them go into the... Land of Narnia.
And then they all, again, act like nothing.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's once... I don't even remember the... I think it's just called
hide?
Professor. Just come slow.
Hide in the wardrobe.
That's
how?
It.
In the box.
How?
The box on the left. Next.
Woo!
Who are you guys hiding from?
With the Creedy.
Who's that? Oh, her?
Yeah.
She had a name?
Yeah, her
Guess.
Name is McCree. Watch this movie with subtitles.
Oh, that was my problem.
Oh, we disturbed her. She's coming back!
Oh my god.
Wow.
This is gonna take
forever. So in the movie, you don't actually see her, like, looking for them. You just hear, like, stomping footsteps. You just hear her footsteps.
The same footsteps.
For, like, 30 minutes.
Okay, maybe we're not supposed to go that way.
I don't think so. And then, like... Oh, so, no. Wait, when do they talk to the professor? Is this before this?
They talk to the professor before this. It's after...
Yeah, because he's like... They're like, oh, yeah, she said she went to Narnia, but, like she's a like, crazy little girl.
She's crazy?
And then he's like, no, she's not.
He's like, LOL. You guys are idiots. She's not. Oh, what's down here?
Isn't that where we came from?
Yeah. Maybe okay. We are supposed to go this way.
I think
we're
you
supposed
are.
To slowly break the boxes.
Yeah.
And then...
Slowly break boxes! Hey, I got three of the boxes just right.
That's true.
I just like how she keeps coming out not noticing that there's less boxes.
Okay, now we can go.
Gotta destroy that last box.
This makes no sense. Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Six spins.
Yeah, and then...
Wait, did we just do a circle?
Yeah. I don't understand where they're going.
I think we're supposed to find Lucy.
Like, because in the movie, they're do they get the ball? Or they no, it cuts like right to them being in the room.
Yeah.
And then they run to the wardrobe. Wow, this is dragging out.
Ugh.
Sorry, I suck. I can't, like...
Well, I'm not exactly... Oh, wait, no. No, this can't be right. Yes, maybe?
I don't think it's your fault.
I doubt it.
No. Okay, that's where we started. We did literally just do a giant
Just
circle.
Go into the wardrobe. It's right there.
We tried. It didn't do anything. Just go in there. I think if we go downstairs, we fail. But we just can't find from there. I'm so...
So this is not a very good game, is
no,
what
is
I'm
not.
Getting.
Let's just talk about the...
Oh!
Oh!
Oh,
I
that's
that
Lucy! Did you run away from her?
I'm scared.
Oh my gosh.
So this movie is a treasure. I don't know what you're talking about.
Take me back to my
childhood. Okay, but literally, like, as a child, I was obsessed with this movie. This was my go-to movie. Like, this shit was the shit. Ooh, secret. Use the... Oh. What? What?
What?
Where did I get tennis balls?
You hit L1 and square.
Oh.
L1 and square.
L1
and square. I can't do anything.
I mean, they're not hurting you, are they?
Oh. There we go. I had to put...
You had to break the window.
Break the window.
Wow.
Okay, that just doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because, like, the movie. And why were there bats? And...
And why were there bats?
This is stressing me out. On so many different planes. Okay, wait. So then, yes, they all go back into the wardrobe, right?
Yes.
All four of them. And that's after she had told them, and they're like, no, she's crazy. Like, she's just a kid, whatever. They all hide... And then they all end up in the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, holy shit. And then 5 seconds.
No, they're
like,
not even that. They're
no,
like, oh,
they're
hey,
like,
she was right.
They're
okay.
Like, okay. And then apologize. Edmund apologized to Lucy. And then that's it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, cool. Now what?
Exactly.
Let's go see Mr. Dumbness.
I want you to meet this perfectly normal half human,
half naked man.
Hybrid.
Professor Xavier in the past.
Who gives me tea that makes me feel weird and fall asleep.
And plays music that
to
makes
make. Oh yeah,
fall
the
asleep.
Music makes him fall asleep.
Was it the music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Playing,
I guess
like that weird like pan flute.
I remember because I have the soundtrack to this movie.
I do
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I think like back when I took all your music, I think that was the first thing
Whoa,
I deleted.
Look at-
Whoa.
That's not
she's,
terrifying.
She's such not a character in the movie.
Or the game.
Or the game. I was gonna say, like, on the movie, like, technically it's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, it looks good. Mm-hmm. The cinematography's
and it,
decent.
And it's still kind
of... Oh, no, she's coming!
It kind of holds
Wow.
Down.
Yeah, the effects aren't that bad either. But, what are you doing?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You
oh
gotta
God.
Run. You guys
oh
gotta run.
I think we broke it. Oh
you
God.
Broke it.
We're gonna fail.
This
We're
is amazing.
Die.
This is a...
This can't possibly work.
Oh my gosh. I think you guys broke the game.
I think we did. Oh my god.
She's probably standing there. Nope, she's gone.
Oh.
Yeah, but really it's like music. The script and the directing that's terrible.
Yeah.
Child actors aren't that great either.
Child
no,
actors
yeah.
aren't that great, yeah.
CGI's not bad.
It's not terrible.
I was shocked.
The CGI, no, is not bad. And even with Aslan, like, he doesn't look terrible.
Yeah,
and
like
he's,
I was
completely CG.
Well, yeah.
I think the wolves were like 90% real.
There was a real one.
There were real wolves I could see because they would do like the action shots and I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
And then fake ones. And then the beavers.
I'm pretty sure we broke the game.
I think we did.
You can't go for it. Oh my gosh, you guys broke the game. This is amazing.
This is what we do.
Oh, nope. Jason was just running into a wall.
I was.
Oh! Holy shit. That scared the shit out of me.
Wow.
Okay, what are you... What is the...
There is no direction.
I just really like the movie.
Talking about the movie or the game?
Are you sure we're not so... You're supposed to... Wait, did we not go up here?
Well, did we? We did last time.
I don't remember.
Explore every nook and cranny.
I feel like we're running... Wow.
Oh, is this new?
This is new, Jason. Okay, is I new. Don't know what you guys are talking about. You have never been here.
Shut the grates.
Well, ain't that just great.
Oh, look at that. There's a little bat. Oh my gosh, these bats hurt.
I got assaulted by a bat.
It's hurting Jason.
I'll do the work, Jason. It's cool. Oh, shit.
Okay, Squidward tennis balls. Squidward tennis balls. So they go to see Mr. Tumnus.
Oh, shoot.
They go to see Mr. Tumnus, and his house has been raided by the secret police.
The secret police. Oh my god.
That's such a terrible thing to add to this movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was in the book, but it's just like...
I honestly... don't remember.
Like, what? I don't get the concept.
And again, the whole, like, especially with the older kids, because they were obviously the biggest skeptics, and then when they got there, they're all like, oh, we should leave, like, what are we doing here? Let's go. Blah, blah. And then just immediately gets like, okay, cool, we'll help Mr. Tumnus, we'll find him.
Yeah.
Secret police.
They're just on board with everything.
Being arrested and...
There's no struggle. There's no, like, moment like in Star Wars where Luke is like... should I go help them or no? I should stay here and continue moisture farming.
Yeah.
None of that. There's not that moment where they have to make a choice.
No.
They just on board.
Yeah. Which is like crazy.
I feel like we were supposed to go through this door.
There was a.
Because I opened it with Lucy and did a thing, but now I'm just kind of stuck.
What's that thing down there?
Well, this is the grate that used to open the door.
Oh.
Like, Lucy went through here, and she opened the door from the other side.
There was a thing that popped up on the screen. I didn't read it, though. Sorry.
Well, let's play struggle.
The Strugs. Yeah, so yeah, there's no struggle, especially with the older kids, because when there should have been.
Yeah.
And then the only person who sometimes, like, would bring stuff up was Susan. Was like, hey, maybe, like, let's not. And then she's like, okay, I'll just follow along anyway.
Yeah, because I think she's, like, rationally minded in the book. I'm not really too sure, but I think she actually, like, thinks things through.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, what does Santa say? Like, he said something to her.
Oh, see, there you go. Don't ask me how
Jason
that
just
door.
Is terrible at going through doorways,
it just
apparently.
Unglitched.
Wow, you really... I think you both have to go through.
It's one of those things where we both have to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think the game is really great at timing these things properly.
Great properly. Thanks. Ooh, checkpoint. This is so dumb. Why are we still in here?
Oh, God.
Go back inside to
it
hide.
It really is.
We have to hide.
Where's my hiding spot? Shit.
There we go.
She's not even hiding. She's just standing on that sill.
God, this was like literally like 2 seconds in the movie. Probably wasn't even in the book.
Oh, God.
And they made a whole freaking blubble about it.
What was that word?
Oh.
Blubble?
Blubble.
I guess now I'm Lucy.
Oh my God.
God damn it. This is so annoying.
Just power through. You have 15 seconds. Allie, what are you doing?
There we go. Fuck Lucy, she can catch up.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Wait, that way, yeah, go right.
Oh my god, this is so bad. This is so bad.
So I don't think we're gonna make it to any interesting part in the game.
I don't think so.
But like, there was one part that annoyed me. Like, it made me really hate Peter. Like, when he's like passing out coats to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gives like Edmund a woman's coat, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Go inside.
Shit. Oh yeah, he gives her like a woman's coat.
Which it's like a really nice coat.
They're like, all really nice coats.
Yeah. But and then he's like, oh, this is a woman's coat. He's like, I know. It's like, wow. Like,
degrade you to wear a woman's coat.
This is where, like, my hatred of Edmund went down and started, like, pity Rose.
Yeah. God damn it.
Let's see.
Take that, just do it back. Oh my god, we have to do it again.
We weren't even doing anything. This is so... Yeah. So wait!
Allie! Hi.
I thought it was Lucy.
What happens? Is this where they meet the beavers?
Yeah. Because they go to Mr. Thomas's place.
And he's not there.
He's not there, and then the beaver... Mr. Beaver meets up with them.
Yeah, and he's like, again.
So he's just called Mr. Beaver?
He's just called Mr. Beaver.
Again, so, another like, character is just like, hey, trust me. You don't know me, but trust me.
Yeah.
Which, again, doesn't make any sense, but they do.
I had a thought, like, because they're wearing fur coats, and they're going up to these talking animals, like, why was no one horrified by
that?
Right?
You're wearing the skin of my friends.
What? Yeah, it would be like, I don't know, like, if an animal came in wearing human skin.
Yeah.
Like, hey guys, what's up? Like, you'd be
like,
horrified.
Terrifying, right?
In three different ways.
Yeah.
Oh, you climb that. That's what you do.
Yeah.
I told you that you
I'm just trying to get us past this stupid level. So give me back to Narnia.
So fucking
Nobody cares
stupid.
About the real world.
No.
Nobody cares. So fucking dumb.
Are you guys even at the broken window part? Because that was a sunny day.
I honestly could not tell you. No, all of this was just us looking for Lucy after she was all, like, grumpy and sad. And then now we're just running around the house.
Oh my gosh, that was like 2 seconds in the
Literally
movie.
Literally 2 seconds in the movie.
2 seconds
it's
in
a whole
the movie.
Freaking thing of this stupid
game.
Oh, god.
Oh my god.
Where are you at?
You have a minute 16.
Oh. Do we go back inside to where we were before?
I guess.
I don't
Punch
think
the bats.
So.
Punch the bats. Oh god.
Why do we have so long?
We have to run outside. Run upstairs.
Run upstairs. To the entrance that was right there.
This is so stupid.
Stupid boxes.
Hey, you got time.
Hey, you got it an extra 30 seconds.
Well, it must be a long way to go then. Why?
Die boxes, die.
Nope.
I think we have to hide in the wardrobe now.
So, like, while watching it, I was, like, looking up trivia for the movie. I did not realize that there was two movies made after this.
There were.
I remember seeing Prince Caspian, but I didn't ever see the one after that.
The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. I didn't watch
that. I don't think...
Either. No.
Anybody saw that? Mm-mm. Let's go.
Waiting on you.
Sorry. I said let's go, but I'm talking to myself.
Oh my gosh. You're back there.
Oh my god. That, we've been...
Why are you looking?
Do you
Just
not
hide.
Think that a cooler level idea would have been the cricket game to try to at
like
least...
Like a mini game?
Like a mini game.
Do you know what movie tie-in game had mini games?
What?
Harry Potter.
Really?
They all had like little mini games. Like when there was like... when they're introducing, like, riding the broomsticks or whatever, that was a mini game.
Really?
Yeah. It was actually fun. Like, I enjoyed those movie games.
I bet.
We'll probably play them at some point.
Yeah.
Harry Potter. You guys could listen to me talk about Harry Potter.
Allie will just talk about it while we struggle through the game that I kind of enjoyed.
Yes.
We have been playing this for, like, a half hour, and we are just now to the part where all four of us are.
That was probably the stupidest level on any video game I've ever played. Is the worst. This held a special place in my heart. It doesn't anymore. It's over.
So I think the beavers are the ones who tell them about the prophecy and all that.
Yeah. Okay, this is what bothered me though, because he was like, well, they don't know about the prophecy, and then doesn't tell them. Oh, wait, no, he does. Just kidding. But, like, not
but
enough.
They mention it.
They, like, mention it, but never, like, oh, it's you guys, and you guys have to do this. And instead is just like, I'm going to be vague, but you have to trust me.
And the weird thing is that, like, it's like a prophecy that everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, how recent was this prophecy? Like, what animal, like, had a vision quest and, like, saw this?
I don't understand.
Because they keep talking about, like, deep magic or something.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, all this stuff that sounds interesting but is not on screen.
Yeah. It's also the first mention we get of Aslan.
Thanks, Jason. You're Thanks welcome. For the ride. Doesn't do anything.
As Jason carries Allie through the game.
Literally and figuratively.
Wow.
I could literally use Edmund as a weapon. Oh my god. As if he didn't endure enough abuse in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
He literally got tortured in this movie.
Yeah, don't the... Okay, when they mention him, don't they say that he's like waiting for them by the stone table? Like, they say something like that.
They
and it's like, why don't they just take him directly there? Like, why do we need to sit down and have this nasty-looking fish meal?
Oh, yeah, it was so nasty-looking. Because and suspense, because they had to come look for him and all.
And somehow Edmund sneaks off.
Yeah, even sitting watching coat. This movie, I blinked and he was gone.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
literally.
No, it's because he's not on screen. The movie forgets about its characters when they're not on screen.
Yeah. Oh, I can do it with him too.
Wow.
This is just, like, so incredibly satisfying.
I think me and Lucy have to team up. Hold on. No. Okay, no. That didn't work. We need to find fire or something. I don't know how.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, look, there's fire.
God.
We're special.
You have to break the branches. You press circle.
Okay, I'm pressing circle. Nothing's happening. Maybe I need to do it with the... Okay, there we go.
Yeah, the guy with the stick.
The guy with the stick has to do it, Jason.
It is so confusing doing this with...
I'm punching some wolves. For Narnia.
Yeah, so Edmund goes to the White Witch's
and
castle.
And for Aslan.
For Aslan. Yeah, so he, like, he dips. He's like, bye, see you guys never.
Yeah.
So he left his coat, which made no sense to me.
It's like
no.
Snowing and
like,
cold
it's
as shit.
Freezing. Freaking Susan's in a skirt. And,
yeah.
Like, he leaves his coat behind.
Yeah.
On the snow.
And he's, like, not really cold until later when he says, oh, I'm cold.
Yeah.
So he goes to see her and is like, oh, she's going to be so happy to see me, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, LOL, no, I'm taking you prisoner.
Yeah.
We do get a wolf jump scare.
Oh, yeah. And that one actually did scare me. Even though I knew it was coming.
I didn't care about anything.
I didn't care.
Like, I think I just wrote that whole scene. Tilda Swinton is really good in this. My God.
Right? I love Tilda.
Yeah. It's that weird thing where they, like, adapt. I don't... Not adaptions, but, like, that one... Snow White and the Huntsman?
Uh-huh.
Is it Charlize
Theron? Yeah.
Like, she's really good in that. She's in a completely different movie than everyone else.
Yeah.
So it's just really weird how that keeps happening in these kinds of movies.
Yeah.
I guess we're not supposed to go in here.
What?
She said it's too dark.
It's too dark.
It's too dark. Don't go in there.
Oh.
So then do we need to get, like, a torch or something?
Okay, maybe I go up here.
Whoa.
How did you get up there?
Because I'm Lucy.
Oh. Wow! I kept trying to climb this, but all the goddamn bats keep coming.
Wait, don't you have to climb it to light the torch?
Yeah, but I can't because the bats, so somebody has to cover me.
Oh, okay. Hold on, I'll
I can't because the bats.
Shut up.
Everybody remembers the bats from this movie.
There were no
there
bats.
There we go.
There was like a bat creature.
Oh, those are like ravens.
It's like
sorry.
A bat creature
they
towards
like
the
ravens.
End, but that
yeah.
doesn't really count.
Now I have a torch. See, we go.
Oh,
now.
And then like that frozen castle she has, it reminded me like a lot of Frozen.
Which also,
it really did.
Which is, I completely forgot that this is a Disney movie.
I forgot until the battle scene, and then I was like, wow, this is very neutered. Like, oh, it's Disney.
It's
horribly neutered. PG.
Yeah.
No, for a movie that has like an epic battle scene, it's still maintained its PG rating. That's kind of impressive.
I was actually, yeah.
It's because it's Disney.
Because, yeah, that's true.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But there was some brutality to it.
It's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
But no blood.
But no blood.
A unicorn got shot like in the leg with an arrow and collapsed.
I felt sad about that one.
The unicorn didn't deserve that.
I was like, oh no, they killed the unicorn. But then like they show it later and it kind of gets up and walks away. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm fine.
I guess it's fine.
Team up with me.
Okay.
Hit me. Use me. This is never not funny.
Oh
yeah.
My god. Throw me.
Oh shit.
It makes me think of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I remember totally. This too. Goddamn wolves. This is a point where Baby Allie would be like, no, I'm not doing this.
Baby Allie.
Literally, I would make Jason do all these things. And that's probably why it sucks so much.
Do we even have a health? Like, those things are health?
I think so, yeah.
I feel like there's no, like, challenge in this. This is excruciatingly easy.
Yeah.
Thank God, because...
Except for that stupid hide-and-seek thing, I felt, like, no tension in this game at all.
Right?
And that was just...
I mean, there's no tension in the movie, so it's pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the wolves are, like, the secret police.
And they're, like, yeah.
They chase after them because Edmund gives them up. Because the queen is like, well, you didn't bring all four of them. What the fuck are you good for me for? Almost kills him, like, twice in this movie.
Seriously?
He almost straight up kills a kid.
A kid.
Which I'm like, damn.
Why doesn't she kill him?
I remember this. Woo, yeah.
I honestly don't know why she doesn't kill them. Because she wants them, right? It's like she wants
all four of them. I think first time she's about to, but he tells them about the beavers. So she's like, all right, you gave me something. I might as well not kill
him. But why doesn't she kill him?
Yeah, why doesn't she
because
just kill one of them?
Because she still kills, well, kills, in quotations, Mr. Tumnus. So, like...
Shit!
So why doesn't she... Allie!
That wasn't paying attention.
Allie! Oh, wait, that was Jason Batson. We're almost... Fuck. It doesn't make sense why she didn't just, like, straight up freeze them or something.
Yeah, because I...
The second time, I don't understand why she doesn't.
I feel like the prophecy wouldn't come true if they didn't have all four, right? Yeah. So like, then she just had to kill one of them. Oh, God.
Okay, I think we made it. I think we're good.
Yeah. But she was, like, so adamant, like, no, I need all four of you.
It's the problem with these prophecy movies.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
That's why. So yeah, so he's all like imprisoned and like this fucking sucks. Yeah. And then they just like go with the beavers, right?
Yeah. They meet up with the fox too.
Oh yeah, they meet up with the fox. The fox doesn't give him away though.
Oh.
And then like...
Oh shit.
It was like, I guess the first action set piece where they're on a frozen lake.
Yeah. That was like, that's what bothers me about these is like, there's... Certainly, much better graphics in some scenes than others, and I was just like, this is just so bad, like green screen wise.
It was like when they're standing there and it's those like really flat angles.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is just so bad. Okay, yeah. But now
we have to find like a safe spot. The blue spot means it's safe. So if you see like the floor starting to crack, that means get the hell off of it, and you're dead.
Allie.
Sorry. I'm just gonna follow
here.
You.
Not safe here! Oh god. Okay, I was just complaining about tension. I think the game was listening to me. So
when they're trying to make the point that, because they talked about how it was like, oh, it's always winter, but it's since all four kids are there and the prophecy's coming true.
And there's hope now.
Which, like, the movie could have done way more subtly, or subtler. Yeah. Which is a real word.
Way more subtle?
Way more subtle, yes. Subtlerly.
Subtlery.
Where, like, it could have been showing, like, flowers starting to bloom or stuff without telling us.
Yeah, because that would have been so much, like, more powerful.
Because instead, like, somehow Peter knows that, oh, wait, the, like, winter's ending, so that means that this ice is unfreezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're skipping over Santa.
Yeah, we're skipping over Santa. Also the fact that Edmund meets up with, or meets Mr. Tumnus.
Which...
Oh, yeah. He does, because he meets him after he, like, he ratted him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like...
And
like,
then Tilda Swinton's like...
Tilda Swinton's like, you know you're in here because he ratted you out, right? He's like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah. Like, fuck you.
Oh, Tilda.
Throw him.
Throw the traitor.
Okay, what are we supposed to do?
I wasn't...
You go up there.
Oh, wait.
There's a Lucy icon.
I'm like the first aid ability.
Lucy can use this to heal the others.
You haven't met Santa yet.
We haven't met Santa yet. How does this...
Oh, you probably use the...
You need...
Okay, you need to... You can jump on top of that thing.
How? Aha!
Wow.
And then do what?
Wow.
This is so...
We played this game a lot when we were in high school.
Wow.
Okay, I obviously can't do anything with...
Wow.
I'd like to remind you, this game is from my personal collection.
We did not have to go buy this game.
You know what? That's what it is. Get off the thing and you go through here.
I'm just having fun.
I'm
get
so
off!
Glad that I played Lord of the Rings instead.
The snowball was in the way. Yeah, that was actually, in context, a much better game.
Yeah. Because it's just like... It becomes like a hack and slash game.
Yeah.
But you're playing like Lord of the Rings characters, so there's still some like sort of...
Familiarity with the characters and all that.
Well, not necessarily that, but you're like getting into the mind of it. Like, yeah, I'm Legolas.
Oh, God.
This looks stressful.
It is.
Can I just wait for you?
I think you have to.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah, so they go like across the river, and then it goes from like being super winter to like, oh my God, the ice is cracking.
Yeah, well, they're crossing the forest, and at some point before this scene, the queen gets in her sleigh and takes off. And then they're like, oh shit, there's a sleigh chasing us! Run!
Yeah, no one actually looks to see who's in the sled.
No, the nobody sleigh. Does, because drama. Bullshit.
And like, they take their time. Like, they're just kind of casually walking across it.
Yeah, and then they do a thing where they hide under, like, a thing that totally reminded me
just like
of
Fellowship.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Exactly like Fellowship of the Ring.
Which,
oh my God. This movie is reminding me of better movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Part of the movie was kind of creepy. Not in this one.
No,
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Yeah.
They did a good job.
Yeah, they did a good job there.
Not that you would know, Allie.
Sorry!
You haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
I saw the first one. But I know.
You're like, oh, I get the idea of it.
I get the basic, like, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I saw the first one, but I was, like, way too young to appreciate them. Mm. But I still got my emotions.
But yeah, so it turns out it's Santa.
Yeah.
I mean, Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
Played by, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
I don't know.
He's from Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. That's where I knew him. Well, actually, no.
J.O. Mormont, something like that. He's like...
He was in Troy and Braveheart. Because I was looking him up. I'm like, he looks so familiar. What's
he's
his,
in a lot of things. But, like, I just remember most recently from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, okay. I put in my notes. I'm like, he's probably in Game of Thrones or something.
And it's funny because, like, I was thinking about that. And then he says, like, before he goes, he turns and he says, winter is almost over.
But, yeah, so Santa gives them, Santa gives them weapons.
Yeah.
He gives children.
It's so
weapons.
Weird.
Like,
this movie is so, like...
Literally gives Lucy a knife.
No, like, he gives her, like, this Deus Ex Machina, like, elixir thing. It's like, oh, hey, this will heal any wound, no matter what.
Oh, I'm, like, so not paying attention.
And then, like, and then he gives her a little shank, pretty much.
And I hope you never have to use it.
Gives Susan a bow and arrow, which he literally uses twice. In the entire movie. Twice.
Oh my God, really?
Once I don't even remember that.
Once for target practice, which he kind of misses. And second, when she shoots like one centaur or something. And that's it.
And
she
that's
never
it.
Never does anything else with it.
Wait, weren't the centaurs on the good guy's side?
I mean, the minotaurs. I think. I get my mythical creatures
something
confused.
Tars. Who knows? Whoa. Press the R1 button to... Wait, what?
Why do they light those?
The beacons are lit!
Yeah.
Gondor calls for aid! I mean, Rohan calls for aid.
Oh, I like keep looking at the wrong screen, so...
Oh.
Jason, you have one job!
Put out the fires.
And I think... Edmund doesn't get anything. Because he's not there.
Oh yeah, Edmund doesn't get shit.
Santa screws him over.
Peter gets a sword.
He gets a sword. And even at this point, Peter's kind of like... bitch, what the fuck? Like, do I really want to do this? And he gives him a sword, like, hey, you're gonna be our king. Like, you're gonna lead us into battle. And he's like, but why?
But why? I'm like a teenager. You're expecting you, which is so weird, like the movie and like the wolves when they meet up with him do such a point to like harass him for not wanting to kill.
Yeah.
He's a teenager,
of course he doesn't want to kill.
I hesitate too. Here's the sword, by the way.
I mean,
you're
like,
a pussy for not wanting to kill
for
a
most of the movie, all he really does is like point the sword.
Yeah,
it's
that's
weird.
True.
He doesn't do anything. Oh God!
Oh,
wow! Immediately.
I forget we have to play as Lucy or nope, don't play as Peter. Lucy or Edmund for this part.
Lucy.
There we go. You know that fun little action set piece? Yeah, we're gonna slow down the pace.
Shit,
of that.
Shit, shit!
And you're being well, you're being shot at, so it is kind of adding
some tension. Going from like action.
So what happens if you just ran? Oh, you can't run, can you?
No, we're like tiptoeing.
Oh.
Automagically.
Oh God! Did he say automagically?
Yes.
I did. What happened? So we got the Santa part! Oh God, that was close.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
It's immediately
this
like
is
spring.
Where they cross that frozen, yeah, where it's like immediately spring and they're crossing like a frozen river that's thawing. But like, they do this wide shot of it and establish that at the top of the river, there's like a clear pathway.
Yeah, that confused
yeah.
me.
And
which...
then it's like, to make it worse, that's where like the wolves cross.
Yeah. So I'm like, why do they need to cross this frozen section? It makes no sense. Couldn't they just take the path that the wolves did?
Because I thought they were going to do like another Lord of the Rings thing where they like split the group up.
Yeah.
Because I have no memory of this movie. But no, like...
Oh, no.
They,
oh, no.
Like, Peter stabs...
Oh my God, stop shooting me!
Wow. Oh, you made it somehow.
Don't
well,
ask
you
me.
Fell in the water.
I mean, to be fair, I was pushed in by the arrows that were being shot at a little girl.
Wait, who's shooting?
Like
at the wolves shooting?
No, it's dwarves.
Oh, yeah,
dwarf
there's
creatures.
Dwarves. I don't understand this world at all.
Die.
So then it was like this huge old thing, and it was like... And he has this... It's like... Peter's turning point in the movie because he confronts the wolf confronts him and basically is like, you're not gonna kill me, like, you know, what are you gonna do, blah blah blah, and they're like, bro, you have to kill him.
I know.
Or was that later? Susan, no, like, that's the first time, right?
And it's, yeah, first time. But even
is
then,
that
like,
his struggle?
While that's going on, Susan is yelling at him while the wolf is yelling at him. It's like, don't do it! Just because some guy in a beard gives you a sword doesn't mean you're gonna kill people.
I love that. And that's like the one moment of like self-awareness where I was like, I wish this movie was just like constantly pointing that stuff out.
I know, right? Oh, that's Mr. Thomas's house.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
I'm glad you can decipher that, because I cannot tell.
Yeah, no.
I guess do we have to go with that?
No.
Well, the music got epic. No? Okay. Moving on, I guess.
Wait, are you missing someone?
Wait, what's that? Jason, do your little heel thingy.
Oh, no, we already got the statue. It's a collectible.
Oh, just
and
kidding.
That's
weren't there four
too.
Of you?
Oh, God. What the?
What?
Oh, no. I think we broke the game.
Uh-oh. It glitched.
We glitched the game.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, no.
Maybe Allie needs to drop out?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. You hit the
it's
pause
cool.
button.
I gotta go anyway, so you guys can... Okay, it's time for Richard to tap
in. Yeah.
Okay, hit the pause button. And go to drop out. Okay, we're good.
Okay, we okay. good.
That was scary. So I guess Allie's leaving us.
I gotta go see him. Richard
took like forever to get here.
Hey.
Much better movie.
I overslept. It's totally my fault.
What the hell is Susan? What is going on?
I'm gonna put this closer to you.
Okay, cool. I mean, we're out of like 50 minutes already. We might as well just finish the movie. So Santa, the wolf thing, they fly off. What happens after that?
I don't know. I kind of, like, zoned out.
I think that's when they meet up with Aslan.
Yeah.
Because Edmund is... Oh, you know what? They meet... The fox character shows up, and then whatever happens. But, Edmund is still with them. He rats them out again. Then they meet up with Aslan.
Yeah. Is that at, like, the campground thing?
Yeah, like, the campground place. With all the troops and stuff. Because Aslan is gathering an army, apparently.
Yeah, which is like, I don't, this is, like, I'm super confused throughout this movie because it doesn't establish anything.
Doesn't really do a good job.
Like, it doesn't establish the world, like, nothing feels lived in.
I mean, the locations look nice because they filmed in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But nothing is, like, about this world is established.
Like, and Lord of the Rings does a really good job at establishing, like, its cities, like, not really the politics, but, like, you kind of get an idea of the world.
Yeah.
And, like, how everyone exists in it.
Yeah, clearly.
And this
a lot
one,
of
it just, like, do people have houses? Like, what? Like, is the White Witch, like, a good ruler? Like, why does she have such a large army?
I know, right? Because they say in the movie she has a larger army.
But why?
Than Aslan, even though he's technically the true king of Narnia.
Like, the concept of evil is just weird. It's just there. They're
yeah.
just bad because they're bad.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Like, but why does she want to rule?
I don't know. I'm just...
It's confused. So weird.
You don't have to establish these things, apparently.
No.
But you do, actually.
You do.
Oh, hey, I finally got an attack combo. My god, can we finally use weapons in this damn game? They rescue Edmund. We're just going to power through this. We're already, like, 50 minutes. This movie is so long. This movie is so freaking long. It's so much.
It's almost 2.5 hours.
Oh
it
my
really
god.
It is.
Yeah.
It has no reason to be 2.5 hours. They could cut out everything, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, they could get in the first, like, 40 minutes that they meet Mr. Tumnus, the whole thing with the beavers, just all that. They just cut the beavers.
Don't
we don't need beavers.
You know what? That's true.
We could just
well, of
go.
Course the gay guy would
they
say
could
that.
Just. Yeah.
Thank you.
I stand by that. They could have just, like, gone straight to... no, it could have just been the fox. Like, oh, hey. Like, I'll take you to Aslan.
Yeah.
And then they take him to him.
Yeah. They have, like, a thing happens. They, like, talk and stuff. Says something about magic and whatnot.
Ugh, it's this whole thing where it becomes, like, a courtroom drama. Where it's, like, where the White Witch comes in, like,
yeah,
according
well, no,
to...
They rescue Edmund.
Yeah, they rescue him.
And then, this part still makes no sense to me. Apparently, the White Witch comes back and says, "You stole him from me. The rules of the deep magic that rule these lands say that all traitors belong to me."
Traitors to who?
I'm confused. It makes no sense. And like, if Aslan doesn't turn Edmund like, back over to her, the world will like burn up and explode or something.
Yeah. No, she says it like it'll be destroyed in fire and water. It's like, oh, that's kind of underwhelming. Could have just stuck with fire.
Fire or fire and brimstone.
Yeah. But like I feel like it's a god devil thing where it's like if you like rebuke, if you like turn your back on God, then you're like you're the devil's property.
I guess, but it doesn't make it translate well over.
No.
The other way.
But and then it's just like and they kind of bicker for a minute about like
they have like something about like, "Don't cite the deep magic to me. I was there when the codes were written." Oh yeah, Liam Neeson plays Aslan.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's another like highlight of the movie.
Yeah. Somebody much better for this movie. Much better than this movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, I don't know. It's I had to keep reminding myself this was like a children's book. Because the movie like tries not to be.
Yeah.
But then it like can't avoid all the children's stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like how Lucy gets that magical elixir. That, like, heals everything.
Uh-huh.
And, like, kind of robs any tension, because it's like, oh, you know, she's going to use this later on.
Exactly. So I guess Aslan strikes a deal with her, with the White Witch, says she's not going to want Edmund anymore, because...
But at what cost?
At what cost? Because self-sacrifice and all that.
Yeah. Jesus.
Because Jesus. Jesus! So he, like, does this thing where he, like... Like, I don't have my notes in front of me, and you barely remember this movie.
Okay, like, my notes, it's like, training montage, they're going through the rites, Aslan sacrifices himself?
Yep, he basically does. He sacrifices himself, which...
Because he's Jesus.
I knew the twist beforehand, because I obviously seen this movie, mm-hmm. So I was just thinking to myself, like, as second he says, alright, she doesn't want Edmund anymore, he looks sad.
Yeah.
Like, super sad. I'm like...
Gotta say they did a really good job at, like, the CGI for the lion.
Yeah. Because
he looks sad.
He looks sad. It's very convincing. But I'm also like, why is he sad? He knows the death's not permanent, right?
Yeah. But this then is I was like...
Yeah. But then I was like, oh, wait, they humiliate him beforehand. I guess he probably wouldn't be happy about that. So I took that criticism back. But it
didn't. Because, like, he points out how, like, oh, well, if she read the... Or if she knew what the magic was, then she knew that, like...
Basically,
he wouldn't be dead forever.
Yeah, that like, if like a moment of super sacrifice is performed on this stone, then death turns backwards or something.
Which to me, it's like, because it's all playing into the Jesus thing, but it also kind of points out the issue with the Jesus thing, where it's like, I mean, it's not really a sacrifice
if you
knew beforehand that you were going to come back.
Yeah, that's true, doesn't it? Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
Like, if he didn't know,
then
that would be a sacrifice. It would be like, okay, terrible example, but the mummy. when in the plane crash, when he gives her like the last parachute and saves her, and she's like, oh, you sacrificed yourself. And he's like, I didn't know there was only one. Like, that's him. I mean, like, I don't know. It's a sacrifice, but they kind of do it better where like, it was unintentional, but he still did good.
Yeah. Well, while that's happening, the war battle is going on, which I'm like, Aslan is dead, so now we're gonna put a teenage boy and his younger brother in charge of a frickin' army.
And he doesn't really have, like, a call to arms moment. Like, he's just like, oh, I guess I'll lead the army, and then cut to the battle.
Yeah, nobody even really questions it, really. It's like, wait a minute, we're putting our whole battle plan
like,
in the hands of a kid, who I literally saw... hold a sword, like, twice. He's literally had no training in this entire movie. We saw him ride a horse once.
Yeah. Once. Aragorn spent, like, 3 movies, struggling with the fact that he was, like, the rightful king.
Yeah.
And that he needs to rule.
Exactly.
And then he finally took charge when they needed him.
Exactly.
Harry Potter took, like, 8 movies before he finally was like, okay, I'm gonna kill me a noseless... whatever.
Voldemort.
Yeah, I'm gonna go kill me a noseless dude. And, like, that was, like, a journey. And this one, he's just like, no, I'm just gonna...
Oh, I forget, he actually does kill the wolf. Technically. Because there's a scene where the wolf comes back, and Aslan's all like, wait, he has to kill him. And, like, the wolf's like,
what?
Just, you don't remember this? Like,
no.
The wolf comes back, and Aslan stops all of them and is like, leaves the wolf. And the wolf's like, you're not gonna kill me. You'll die. And he jumps at him. And all Peter does is he holds the sword in front of him, and the wolf lands on top of the sword and dies.
Wow, I do not remember this.
You don't remember that? Because I was just like, that technically counts, I guess?
I must have been, like, looking for ketchup.
You must
have been. Because I was eating tater tots around that
time. It was, like, right before the whole Aslan sacrifice scene
thing. Really? No, yep. I was watching this movie. Wow. That's amazing.
Okay, this isn't helping. Stupid wind. I gotta stop the wolves from eating this beaver. Ugh. So yeah, so they fight this battle. Aslan comes back. He's with the girls, and they go to the ice castle. Which I will admit, the ice castle did look pretty cool.
I like the ice castle. Like I said,
the locations look really nice in this
movie. 90% of this movie looks really good.
Yeah.
Like even the house they stay in looks really good.
Yeah. Like some of the CGI, like very few of the CGI looks bad. Like in daylight.
It's just the green screen that looked bad. But most of the animals look great.
Bad. The animals look convincing. There's a lot of animals in that battle scene.
Yeah.
That battle scene, those are some brutal.
Like
PG
when they
deaths.
Show the evil army, like I was looking around for like to see if there's any repeats or anything like cheap. It looked good.
It did. Yeah. Like, even, like, Lord of the Rings had a lot of repeats because they were orcs. But obviously, like, they invented that software for that movie and is, you know,
yeah, that movie like, was groundbreaking. Oh, it's a little garden gnome.
So they win the battle, obviously.
Yeah. But, like, this battle scene, it's such, like...
It's so drawn out.
It's drawn out.
Obviously,
and it
probably
would
because it's a movie. And
it would be fine if it was, like... If there were stakes, or, like, if there was anything... Any blood, I guess?
Yeah.
Because, like, the thing about, like... okay, so, like, the thing about having blood in a battle scene is that it adds tension. Like, it kind of brings mortality to the table that, like, you can die.
Yeah.
And without it, it's just, like...
It's just a bunch
whatever.
Of kids playing.
It's just a bunch of kids playing. Like, they show rocks hitting people, but it's just, like, it looks like dodgeball. Like, people fall over.
I mean, I don't... That has to be, like, a weird position, because I feel like you have, like, you're Disney, and you're like, well, this is a movie designed for kids. There's a battle scene. We want to make this movie exciting, so we're going to have the battle scene and make it a big deal, but we want to keep a PG rating.
But why not PG-13?
I mean...
Because, like, kids aren't going to watch this movie on their own.
Yeah.
Even if it was rated G. Like, you're not getting a little 10-year-old paying for their ticket...
It's such a weird position to be in. I don't. It's just weird that they decided to go the PG route, or
it's
like
either,
put so much. If they're gonna go for PGs, they should have not put so much focus on the fight scene.
Yeah. No. Exactly. You either like add blood or you don't focus on it.
Yeah.
Because the book doesn't really focus on it. It just like I think it's like a few sentences. Like, oh, they fight.
And they fight.
Yeah.
And then
and
Aslan
they
saves the day.
And then it focuses on like the characters. Yeah.
Which, one of my favorite things, though, I've completely forgot, Tilda Swinton is the best part of this movie.
She is.
She is wearing, because when they, right before they kill Aslan,
oh my
they
gosh.
Shave him.
Yeah.
She is wearing Aslan's mane as armor.
It's like
that is
mockery.
Fucking
yeah.
Savage.
It's savage.
Super savage. I'm like, okay.
It's like, okay, in like, what movie? I don't know, it reminded me of, I think it's House of a Thousand Corpses, where like, okay, this... Only if you remember the movie. There's a scene where one of the bad guys, they kidnap, like, the main characters, and, like one's, like, a boyfriend and girlfriend, and one of the bad guys goes up to the girlfriend, like, wearing the face of the boyfriend, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's so disturbing.
Yeah,
and
that
it's
was
like,
pretty cool.
If they can have that in this movie, why not blood?
Yeah.
But, yeah, people fight, Edmund gets stabbed. That one centaur guy,
why they should have put him in charge. He was clearly capable.
I don't understand his character, because, like, it was weird where, like, he kind of had the Gimli Legolas moment where, like, he's like, I'll fight by your side after, like, three movies of them bickering.
Yeah.
But this one, it was like, they didn't really have that moment where you didn't get along with Peter.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they're battling, he says, oh, I think I wrote this down. I need to find this. Oh, yeah. So Peter, like, he asks the centaur, like, are you with me? And then the centaur's like, to the death.
Like, I just met you.
Yeah. It's like, who are you?
It seems that this whole movie takes place in, like, one day, and these characters are so, like, attached.
So seriously.
Weird. Like, I will fight to the death for you, stranger, who some prophecy says I have to...
Like,
that
this should
be nice.
This should be like a series, honestly. Like a TV series.
Like a BBC series?
Yeah. Like, it needs to be drawn out if they're going to go that far.
Yeah.
What is that? A giant?
It's an ogre giant thing. I need to play as Susan and play. Okay. Stand on a blue note. Oh, this one. No? Oh my god, stop shooting me!
You press circle to find magical notes. To send creatures to sleep, stand on a blue note and press X. Wow.
There we go. But I keep getting shot. Let's just talk about the movie.
This game
is
ridiculous. So, like, Susan and Lucy are, like, not in this scene at all. They're just, like, crying over the... Wow. They're just crying over...
Aslan's dead.
Aslan's dead body. And then, like, yeah, he comes back and says like, oh, well, here's a loophole.
Deep magic and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Wink, wink, Jesus, wink.
Yeah, so they go to the ice castle and they free, like, because I guess what the Ice Queen does is, like, instead of killing people, she turns them to stone.
Yeah.
And Aslan just has his magic, like, breath and he just breathes on them and the statues come back to life. Because, you know, he's got that bad, like, he needs some, like, Tic Tacs or something.
Yeah.
So they come to save the day. Edmund gets stabbed.
Well, he shows up, and it's like, once again, ripping off Lord of the Rings, where Gandalf shows up with the...
Yeah.
With the... Was it the Riders?
Yeah, with the Riders of Rohan.
Yeah.
The ones that had left.
With the sun behind him, and it's just this big, magnificent scene that Ali has never seen.
Grumble, grumble.
Grumble.
We will play the Two Towers game just so we force Ali to watch those movies.
It's such a good, like... Ugh.
Those movies are great.
They're great.
After all this time, they're still great movies.
People can complain, like, oh, it's just them, like, walking over to a thing and to throw a ring away.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, you can also complain that there's no black people in that movie.
No, yeah, there's total... Okay.
Which, I'll understand that completely.
Total race issues.
Yeah,
like, Tolkien is kind of a racist. Like, I mean, I don't know if he's racist, but, like, it's kind of coded in his books.
It wouldn't be surprising if we found out he was.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he was writing these books, like, in the 30s and all that.
That's not an excuse.
Not an excuse, but, like, you know, he wouldn't be surprised if somebody from back in that time was a racist asshole.
Yeah, okay,
but, like,
the
movies themselves
are
really good. They still hold up after all this time. What were you talking about again?
I don't know. I kind of want to watch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I know, me too. So,
Aslan shows up with his army. It's super underwhelming.
Yep. Kills the White Witch.
He eats her face
straight
or something.
Straight up, like, eats her.
Yeah. And then, like...
Pushing the limits of that PG.
There's, like, a weird, like, early 2000s, like, music video moment where, like...
Everything's going fast except for Aslan and Peter.
Yeah. And then... Is there anything, like, even about that? Like,
nope.
What does he do?
He just looks at Peter and gives him, like, a nod.
Yeah. And then, like, they realize Edmund's been stabbed.
Lucy heals him with her magic potion.
And then she's like, oh, I can heal everyone.
Yay! No stakes in this battle.
No stakes. Absolutely. Okay. So she probably just heals the good guys, right? Like, you know for sure that she's being selective with that.
Oh, of course. Of course.
No. Which it's like, if she was a good person, she would heal everyone.
Yeah.
But whatever.
So yeah, so then they get coronated as the kings and queens.
Of everything. Like, all, like, I think Peter's like north...
North, like...
It's north, southeast, west. Yeah.
Western woods, or... I'm sure if this was, like, an actual, not a kid's book, that would, like, be, like, family, like, fights over, like, I want more territory. No, I'm king. There can't be four kings and queens. This just doesn't work. Too much power grab.
Yeah, I mean, like... It would be. That's why it'd be an interesting series if it was like fleshed out.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, there's nothing in the. There's barely anything in the book, so.
Yeah. Aslan leaves because he shows up when he's needed, and then he leaves when he's not. Then we
does he like disappear?
He just like disappears. He walks on the beach and then he's gone.
Yeah.
And then we do a time jump to 15 years later.
Was it 15?
If that's what the IMDb says.
Wow, I thought it was like 20 or 30.
I mean,
they look older.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 15, but I don't
because
think
like
matters.
Okay, we're like this is like 12 years or like
this movie
since
came
the
out
movie
in,
came out.
This movie came out in 2005.
Okay, so then they we're looking at them 2004 era since
yeah.
like it was shot year previously. I looked at their IMDb pictures and they look like way younger than like their
yeah.
adult counterparts.
Yeah, which some of the adult counterparts actually look pretty close to them.
Yeah, they're not like
it's
terrible,
not bad.
But it's just like
bad. It's just
they look a little too old.
Yeah,
and then
it's
like
one scene
they rediscover
the wardrobe.
The wardrobe, and
they walk through, and they come out through the other side, and they're kids again.
That's got to be horrifying.
That's got to be weird.
You lived a life.
You lived a life. You went through puberty, all four of you.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they're kings and queens. I'm sure somebody has to try to marry.
That's
got to
be the worst part about it. You ruled this kingdom, and now you're back to being children who have no power.
Ugh. Being children. Ugh. It's got to be weird jumping from like being like, I just imagine if like. Me at my age, all of a sudden, I walk through a door and I'm like 8 again. That's
no,
no,
that's no. They'll find me hanging from a closet. I would not want to relive.
This is so weird. But they jump through, and the professor is like, finds them. He's like, "Oh, what happened? You probably wouldn't believe us if we told you."
Try me.
And that's how the
wink,
movie
wink.
Ends. There's also a mid-credit scene.
Is there?
Yeah, it's nothing important. It's just a professor talking to Lucy, saying that they can't go through the wardrobe again, but they'll go to Narnia again, just when they're not looking for it. Hint, hint. Sequel, sequel.
Yeah.
Franchise.
And, like, I kind of like the books because, like, I think the professor turns out to be someone.
Yeah, he's the first book in the series, The Magician's Nephew, is about
yeah.
him and his journey. Kind
of
like
okay,
the
so first, like, chronological book.
Yeah.
But not the first book released.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was interesting.
Yeah.
And then, like, is that the one where it's, like, basically the Genesis story of Narnia?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, because I kind of like that one. And then...
I kind of want to reread the books now that I think about it.
They're not bad, honestly. Like, I remember finishing them and having, like, really good feelings afterwards. Even though, like, I think one of them basically ends with them saying, oh, yeah, you kids, like, you can live here forever, Narnia, because you're actually dead. Like, you guys died on that train crash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
It does, like, a really good job at, like, undercutting the horrificness of
okay, I have no idea what
this train crash. I don't know. It
looks
like
we're like at an hour and 12. Might as well finish. We just the movie's finished anyways.
It's not a good movie.
It hasn't aged well for me. I remember really being obsessed with this movie.
I think Hector liked the movies too, but maybe he just liked the guy who played Peter.
Maybe.
I don't get it.
The music was good. The music was good. I mean, I'm straight, so I have an excuse.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, the music's not bad, but it just was very
generic.
Soothing. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was like, you know in Lord of the Rings, the one song that, is it Into the West?
Yeah.
Something? It's like, if you took that song and made an entire score around it, even during, like, action scenes.
Yeah. Which, Imogen Heap and Alanis Morissette have songs on this
really?
Movie. Yep, they're listed in
that
the credits.
That explains
I think Alanis
so
Morissette
much.
Got an Academy Award nomination for this
oh
movie.
Oh my gosh.
This movie won for makeup and sound editing, I think.
Okay,
I mean,
I'll give it for makeup.
Year, but I will give them that.
Yeah, not a lot happens in early 2000s.
Yeah, I think they got a BAFTA for costumes, too.
I don't get that.
I guess. Maybe there wasn't much that came out that year.
I don't think so, because, like, I mean, even now, like, the movie, like, Suicide Squad won, so really, it's kind of, like, whatever. But, like, oh, man, like, I have no interest in seeing the sequels.
No,
honestly.
I remember seeing the second one and not remembering much about it, and I never got around to the third, because by then, I was over it.
I just, like... I'm like struggling to remember what I just watched, and it's weird. Like, cause I looked on IMDb about this. I didn't really look up too much trivia.
Yeah.
But, like, it's directed by the director of Shrek.
Interesting. Apparently the kid who played Edmund went through puberty while they were doing this movie, so his voice changed and they had to redub some of his lines.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, I'm just running around in circles now.
let me pull up the old IMDb real quick. Huh?
I hope this is not horribly boring audience of me trying to struggle to figure out this stupid mechanic.
So like, there's a lot of moments that reminded me of Epic Movie.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh man, remember back in the day when there was all those parody movies that are not great. There's
no.
Meet the Spartans, Epic Movie, the superhero movie, Scary Movie, Scary Movie 2 and 3. Actually, they made like 5 of those, didn't they? But I remember watching Epic Movie, and a lot of that made fun of Narnia, made fun of this movie.
Well, it made fun of this, Pirates, Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, the white bitch, played by Jennifer Coolidge. Captain Jack Swallows.
Yeah. It's so weird, because I was looking up the IMDb for that, and it's like, there's a lot of comedians actually liking that.
Yeah.
Like, I think Kevin McDonald or something? Not Kevin McDonald. Is that his name?
Norm McDonald?
Norm McDonald. No, not... What is his name? From Kids in the Hall and Invader Zim. He's more of a voice actor now.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know.
I think it's Kevin McDonald. He's in a...
Oh my god, I figured it out.
He's in
that
a...
That had to hurt. Oh my god, Edmund, that had to hurt you.
He's Pleakley in Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, okay, that guy.
Yeah, he plays Harry Potter. And it was kind of like, okay, it's Epic Movie's bad. Don't watch it. But it's actually a funny scene. Kind of a funny scene where he's playing Harry Potter and he's just like a pervy dude. Because he puts on this invisibility cloak and it's just like a blanket over his head. And he goes up to like one of the female co-stars and like tries to grab her boobs.
Oh, wow.
Which it's terrible, but because it's him, like, it's kind of amusing.
What is it? I remember watching Meet the Spartans in theaters.
Yep, I think I was there.
Yep, you were there with me. I remember just like thinking like, when they're just making fun of 300, it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah,
but
okay.
All the other stuff was so horribly.
And that's the weird thing, because it's like...
Alright, I give up.
Jason officially has given up. This movie broke him.
Well, this game broke me.
This game broke him.
God, this is what I thought was entertaining when I was a teenager.
It's great what, like, nostalgia does to you.
Oh, man. Ugh.
Like, I don't know. Like, I think even back then, I was still kind of a critic of things, because I didn't care too much for, like, the early Harry Potter movies.
Right.
So I feel like if I ever watched them, I'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you guys watch them all the time.
That's true. Ali puts them on all the time.
Yeah, so I'm guessing they hold up for you guys still.
Yeah, probably. They're not terrible. They're good. They're fun.
Yeah.
So that was Disney and Walden Media Presents The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
We'll try and find a way to do this again in the future with different movie games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get better at this if you didn't think it was good.
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully I'll show up on a day where traffic isn't, like, excruciatingly slow.
Exactly.
But, yeah. I guess we'll wrap up here.
Sounds good.
All right.
So if you're watching this on YouTube, check out our podcast, I Should Be Sleeping.
It's a little more organized.
And,
just a little bit.
And if you're listening to this on the podcast, check out our YouTube channel, We're Musicians.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have more content. We're just like, our schedules are chaotic.
They are.
Half the time.
I mean, I'm pretty much here during the day, but
yeah.
Somebody just forgets to write down stuff in their calendar. Cough, cough.
Allie. It's me. I'm the one. Well, it's that, and then also it's like, oh, hey, do you want to come into work this day for a full shift? Get those good, that good paycheck? I'm like,
the struggle.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I know.
Yeah. But, you know, that's life.
Such is the nature.
It's just a struggle, and then you die. And on that note...
Narnia!
Narnia!